176 years ago, in 1836, Frenchman Joseph Nicolet, pronounced Nicolette nowadays, left Fort Snelling by canoe to explore and map the upper Mississippi region all the way to the river's source. He succeeded, and his surprisingly accurate map was used by European Americans in the middle of the 19th century to settle throughout northern Minnesota, displacing the Ojibwe people who had lived at countless villages for hundreds of years. Ironically, Nicolet was guided by two Ojibwe men and their families. The route traveled by the Nicolet party was a water and land pathway that existed before the Ojibwe came to Minnesota, existed before the Dakota lived in northern Minnesota, existed all the way back to ancient people thousands of years ago. The men who guided Joseph Nicolet's party were Shaugobe and Brunia, Ojibwe men of Leech Lake, and this is the story of their journey.
It's dawn on Monday, August 15th, 1836. The storms have finally ended and Whitefish Lake is calm. The canoes of Joseph Nicolet and his Ojibwe guides Shaugobe and Brunia are soon at the eastern end of Whitefish and heading into the Pine River, then to Rush, Cross, Daggett, and Little Pine Lakes, and finally into Daggett Brook on the northwest side of Little Pine Lake. By midday, Shaugobe and Brunia enter a lake that is steeped in history, a lake whose shore still holds things left behind by people that lived there long, long ago, and not so long ago.
There's materials that we know date back at least 8,000 years ago. There's bison bones from extinct species of bison, just like was found at Itasca, and the big spear points that were made about 8,000 years ago. We know that was there. We know there was a time that people used a lot of native copper, and that was, starts maybe 5,000-6,000 years ago. There were all the native copper tools were there, and the kinds of dart points and so on, stone points that go with those. There was clearly the earliest ceramics that we know of that were ever made in Minnesota, pottery, that date back over 2,000 years ago. Those materials were there with the other tools and stuff that went with them. There were later kinds of pottery that perhaps maybe 1,500 years ago were in use that were on that site, and the associated tools and stuff that went with those. There were pottery types and arrow points that would go back maybe 800 years ago, let's say. That material was on the site. There were 1850s Ojibwe trade goods, materials that the United States government gave to the Ojibwe people in some of the treaty payments. And there was enough stuff there that looked like it probably was occupied at least till turn of the century. So we've got pretty much continuous evidence of people there from 8,000 years ago to the 20th century.
That lake is Eagle Lake in northern Crow Wing County, just north of Cross Lake, and all those artifacts dug up by archaeologists Grant Goltz and Christy Holman Kane came from just one spot, a small sheltered place on the east side of a peninsula. But Grant says there is a whole lot still at the site.
Maybe we excavated 2%, maybe, let's say, of that site to get the information out so we could get an idea of what was there. So there's 98% of it still there, and it is still there just like the day we found it.
In fact, the two professional archaeologists who have spent years on digs in northern Minnesota discovering and cataloging ancient artifacts say they have uncovered only the tip of the iceberg along the travel route followed by Shaugobe and Brunia.
There has never been a comprehensive survey of that route. What would you think? 90%, maybe more than that, of that has never been looked at.
It's hard.
Some of those lakes have never had any
archaeological surveys of any kind at all. And that's pretty much the case of the majority of the land in this area. I mean, most things have never been looked at, ever.
Yeah, so there's just an awful lot of information that's still out there.
And Christy says that if you find old Native American artifacts in your property, You don't need to worry about keeping it a secret.
In this country, which is unlike, say, Britain or a number of other countries, in this country, if the artifacts are on private land, they belong to the private landowner.
Christie says old artifacts are often found by residents of the North Country and encourages us to be on the lookout on our own land.
If you find something, you know, such as something eroding out on the beach, there are plenty of archaeologists who'd be happy to take a look at it and see if they can identify things. Of the sites that are listed in the Minnesota State Site File, probably a majority of them were actually found by people who owned the land or farmers who were plowing and found something and then reported that. Probably the most important thing is to make certain that you keep track of where you found stuff and, you know, don't get everything all mixed up, because those contexts are really important for us in terms of trying to interpret things.
But on this day, 176 years ago, the Nicolet party was not aware of who had been living on Eagle Lake. In fact, Nicolet didn't even mention it in his journal, mistaking it for Mitchell Lake, lying just north of Eagle. The canoes of Chagobay and Brunia made quick work of both lakes, and then turned east and up Crooked Creek toward Roosevelt Lake. There, they camped on the southwest end of Roosevelt, near the sites of more ancient villages occupied by prehistoric Americans.
Tomorrow, is there a path along your lake shore? Do you know how old it is?
I wouldn't even want to guess how far that goes back, seriously. We know that from the archaeological sites along there that the use of that whole corridor goes way back. I mean, we know it goes back thousands of years.
For Brian Whittemore, I'm John Sumption.